Well, again, it's 1,003 people on here. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. The first prayer you need to pray right now is that you don't get kicked off. So go ahead and declare that in the name of Jesus. I will not be kicked off in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there are 1,003 people on here, and we're ready to pray. We're ready to tap into God. My God, didn't we pray this morning and command increase? Command breakthrough. Command turnaround. I know someone personally who was on the prayer line this morning and had paid something for about $5,000 and commanded increase. And the company sent them a check today, glory to God, and gave them a refund of about 30%, gave them about $2,000 back. That's the power of the word of the Lord. That's the power of prayer, of intercession. And let me tell you something. You that are experiencing reactions, you that I spoke to a couple on yesterday, I believe that was, who talked about how they had been in this prayer and how something attacked their body. Well, let me tell you something. If you are going through attacks, these are reactions. And I know it's y'all see that? See that reaction? See that reaction that took place as soon as I start talking about reaction? You see, this thing is real. These are reactions that are taking place. As I said to you all, that I was speaking to somebody who paid about $5,000 for something, but they prayed this morning and demanded increase and got back $2,000. My God, that's and I spoke to a couple on yesterday who told me that they were going through some things in their body. They didn't have COVID, don't have the flu. Doctors don't know what it is. I know what it is. It's a reaction. It's spiritual warfare. And this is something you need to get encouraged about. If you see the devil fighting you, coming after your body, coming after your health, coming after your money, coming after your peace, coming after your strength, coming after your relationships, coming after your finances, guess what? These are reactions. Hey, these are reactions. And it's something for you to give God the glory about, because if it's a reaction, that means your prayers are being heard. Are you listening to me? Your prayers are being heard. First Samuel, chapter 17. Yeah, Malabasha. First Samuel, chapter 17. Let's see what it says. Need you to understand that I believe the enemy knows when something good is about to happen in your life. First Samuel 17:30. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 34. This is David. And look at what he said in verse 34. And David said, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock." Huh? I said there came a lion and a bear. And what did the lion and bear do? They came to get the lamb. You didn't hear that. They did not come after the sheep, but they came after the lamb. I'm going to try that again. I say they did not come after the sheep, but they came after the lamb. You better hear me by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now that there are demonic attacks. There are assignments of the enemy that are not after nothing but your lamb. They are after your promise. They don't want the sheep. They want the lamb. Do you get what I'm saying? I hope you catch what I'm saying by the Spirit. That's exactly what they're after. They're after the lamb. They're after what you're about to give birth to. They're after what's about to take place in your life. They know that there is a miracle near. They know that something good is about to happen in your life. But we are praying against every lion. We are praying against every bear. We are praying against every beast that has been released. Because your miracle is nigh, because your breakthrough is nigh, because your turnaround is right around the corner. These are demons that have been released from the courts of hell to stop your ministry from coming forth, to stop you from giving birth to your promise. The devil is a liar. Raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. Every lion, and every bear, a sign to my sheep, a sign to my miracle. In the name of Jesus, I command them, be terminated. Be terminated. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you right now that every lion, that every bear, that every beast, that every tail of a dragon, that every venom of a snake, that every head of the serpent is being overrode. I override and I terminate every demonic power that has been loosed because it recognized that I am at the threshold of a breakthrough, that I'm at the precipice of a miracle. Every lion, every bear that is assigned to my sheep, that is assigned to my miracle, every tail of a dragon, every venom of a snake, every head of the serpent that is assigned to the miracle of my family, that is assigned to the miracle of my church, that is assigned to the miracle of my son, that is assigned to the miracle of my daughter. In the name of Jesus, I override, I override, I override, I terminate every lion. I terminate every bear. I destroy every demon, every demonic power that is after my testimony, every demonic power that is after my breakthrough, every demonic power, every beast that has been loosed from hell to destroy my miracle. Hey, 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 lift your voice and begin to pray. Open your mouth. Pray. The kingdom of God is suffering violence. What does the violence do? They take it by force. Take it by force. Take it by force. Lava, lubo sho, ushalemanda, likanda la bahaya. Take it by force. Take it by force. Not the cute, not the conservative, not the beautiful, but the violent. The violent. The violent. Take it by force. Take it now. Go after it. Go after that beast. Go after that lion. Go after that bear. Go after that snake. Go after that serpent. Go after that tail that is connected to that dragon that is coming after your miracle, that knows you are at the break of your miracle. They can smell your miracle. They can discern your breakthrough. They can discern the deliverance of your husband. They can discern the deliverance of your son. They can smell the breakthrough of your sister. They can smell it. But in the name of Jesus, may every bear be terminated. May every lion be overthrown. May every tail of a dragon be cut off. Hey, 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 I cut off the serpent's head. I destroy the venom that is in the mouth of the snake. Ilalababashata, I feel the anointing. Ilo ulabasha, shanjeze, zizho zuzabanza, ilaleban shakalamanda, otobobo shete, limandele bekoda labahaza. In the name of Jesus, we are praying against attacks, just attacks. We are coming against attacks, all kind of attacks, all kind of domestic attacks, all kind of external attacks, all kind of attacks within and attacks without. We are coming against every kind of attack. I don't care what kind of attack it is. We are coming against every attack. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every domestic attack, every attack from the outside, every attack on the inside, by the account of the blood, we terminate it. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I come against every attack. I terminate every attack. I cancel every attack. I uproot every attack. I come against every distraction, all family wickedness, any wickedness, every background demon, every kind of wickedness, every wicked attack that would come against my life, I terminate it. Every external attack that is on the inside, every external attack that is on the outside, every domestic attack against my life, against KCC, against this nation, against my pastor, against my leader, may the attack be canceled. Every demonic scheduled attack, every attack, Shabbat. Y'all better pray. Break it. Break it. I just felt it right there. There's some debebobobosha. There's some attacks that is on schedule. There's some attacks that is on schedule. There's some attacks that is on schedule. There's some attacks that are on schedule. They are scheduled for you today. Scheduled for next week. They are scheduled for the beginning of the year. They are scheduled for the beginning of December. Every demonic scheduled attack, I cancel it. Every time-sensitive attack, I interrupt it. I interrupt every demonic force. I turn back every demonic army, every demonic garrison, every demonic troop, every demonic legion. I turn it back. I come against all demonic concentrations that is concentrating on my mind. There are demonic concentrations that are concentrating on your son. They're concentrating on the church. They're concentrating on your business. But in the name of Jesus, all demonic concentration against my mind, against KCC, against Charlotte, against Houston, against Jacksonville, against my life, against my prosperity, against my finances, against my health, all demonic concentration, every attacker that the enemy would attempt to send through family emergency, any force of darkness that has been released to orchestrate any attacker, I cancel you. I override you. Every attack of pain, every attack of death, every attack of torment, every attack of torture, every attack of harassment, every attack of scandal, every attack of sickness, every attack of humiliation, in the name of Jesus, I overturn every attack. I block every attack. Whatever the enemy is doing to cease my destiny, every attack, Hashababa, Boucher, baby, lift your voice and pray. Oh, Shandabaha. Yambi bibibi ele biandala bakaya likobo shata yande de bele bandala bokuba ribiri di ankarama every attack shalaba oban sheke ikobokuba sheliven sele monture mikika rabala dala hatia. Come on, lift your voice and pray. I say, lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and intercede and cancel every attack. Whatever the devil is doing to cease your destiny, every attack against your family, every attack against your church, every attack against your husband, against your wife, against your finances, against your health, against your business, may every attack be overturned. We overturn every attack. Every attack against the membership of KCC, every attack that would come against our growth, that will stop us from going to the next level, every attack against the band, every attack against the praise team, every attack against the preachers, every attack against the ushers, against the greeters, against the tribes, every attack against every leader, in the name of Jesus, I overturn it, I block it, I cancel it, I hinder it, I destroy it. Every attacker against my finances, lift your voice and pray. Lift your bubble, shababa, bummy, bababo, boobababo, boobababo. Pray, pray, pray against every attack. Pray against attack. Cancel attacks. Overturn attacks. Interrupt every demonic force. Turn back every demonic army. Command every army to come to a halt. Command every demonic attack to stop. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for your husband. Pray for your son. Pray for your daughter. Pray for your relationship. Pray for your marriage. And cancel every attack. Hey, cancel every attack. Hey, Helebosha, every attack against my marriage, every attack against my future, every attack against my children, every attack against my health, in delay, udala, limalo, lusa lashisha, shele klesele montula, robo salomantale meklea, lentono no mosula, limendi limikikalabanda, lebanda la waladala hazia, dilaboho, hoban sheke, lekele bankala mahataya, landalaboho, ubianzia, I cancel every attack. I cancel every attack. I cancel every attack. I override it. I destroy it. I dismantle it in the name of Jesus. Ora bashaka, handele me kandala makikolo bo sutolele beshe. Ooh, I felt that handala bakaya. every attack is being dismantled. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Orobo shite. Erobo sitala la mandala kaya. Mandala la bara mokundele me klefala la msileme. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Any opening in our life. This morning we called it an occasion. But any opening, any occasion, any foothold that the enemy has seen and located in my life. In Dele Bashalaba. Any opening. Huh, that all the devil needs is an opening. That's why you can't give him any place. You can give no place to the devil, because if he finds an opening, he's coming after it. They say, don't let him ride. Why? Because he's going to want to drive. So there are demonic openings. Malabasha. But every opening is being closed. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every opening that the enemy is using against me, I command it to shut now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as I lift my voice and pray today, that every opening, every occasion, every foothold that the enemy has seen, that he is located in my life, that he is located in my church, that he is located in the life of my pastor, that he is located in the life of my family, in his family. Hey, Malaboja. Any opening that the enemy is using as a loophole to attack my family, to attack my blessing, to stop the blessing of the Lord to flow in my life, I command that opening to be shut. I shut every opening. I shut every opening. I shut every opening. I shut every opening. I overturn every stronghold. I override every loophole. Every occasion that came through deception. Every loophole that came through mindset. Every loophole that came through witchcraft. Every occasion that came through mind control. I block every occasion. I shut every opening. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere in my life that I have opened the door through relationship, through networks, through associations, may every opening be shut. May every opening be shut. Any door that my family has opened, any door that my ancestors have opened, any door, any occasion, any foothold that I have opened to give the enemy access to my mind, to my body, to my health, to my finances, any accusation that the enemy is using against me, in the name of Jesus, may those doors be shut. I shut every opening. I dismantle every opening by the hand of God, and I command every door to be shut. I command the door to be shut. I seal the door with the blood of the Lamb. I seal the door with the blood of Calvary. Every human opening, and that has come as an access to come in my life and to lay hold on me, may it be cut off. Anyone who is in my life that the enemy is using as an occasion to have access to hinder my blessing, I cancel contagious magic. I cancel contagious magic. I dismantle all magic that came by association. Every curse that came by association, according to the word of God, evil communication corrupts good manners. In the name of Jesus, I override every opening. I override every foothold. I override every access point. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Hey, and begin to pray. Hey, begin to intercede. Halabashato, lobo sete, let all be unfike. Hey, ikandala lobo lobo sha. Ikandala lobo lobo sha. Ikandala lobo lobo sha. Lemande lebeheka, likaladanda, lilandala hatoya, mankatine mene ankatuna, mintele di ala osinia, ala oshkanai, oh, aba ashakania, akalama, ooh, come on. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, halabo, sulibie, lenkele mandala haya, override, override every occasion, every loophole that came through my attitude, every loophole that came through arrogance, every door that came through pride, every door that came, hallelujah, through my mindset, through witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. May every occasion be broken. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere in my life where I broke the hedge, in the name of Jesus, override, override, override every opening, seal it, fix it, repair it. I restore my hedge. I restore the hedge around my family. I restore the hedge around my finances. I restore the hedge around KCC. Any opening in KCC, any opening, halaboshata, in the life of my family, in the life of my pastor, in the life of his children, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every opening is shut in the name of Jesus. Ushama, andalamabayaya, oroboshate, who I feel this thing, heremasikandolobokurabasha, ilamandalalabasa. See, this is prayer. This is prayer. Are you listening to me? You have to override. And the kingdom of God is a violent kingdom. The kingdom of God suffered violence. This is a violent kingdom. You don't get this being cute. You don't get this being wonderful. Amen. This ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. You can't jump on a banana peel and slide your way into the kingdom. Yes, through much tribulation, you got to fight for it. You got to war for it. But though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. There is a war going on. Are you listening to me? And if you're going to defeat the devil, you're going to have to defeat him in prayer. You're going to have to defeat him in intercession. All right? All right? The Bible declares that Ahab did evil. You know, Ahab was a king. But there was only one reason he did evil, and it was because of Jezebel. Jezebel was planted in his life. He would have done fine had he never connected to Jezebel. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they agree? 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Any person assigned to your life to incite evil, to provoke evil as an opening in your life, let them be cut off. Huh? Let them be cut off. Raise your right hand. That's what we're praying. Say in the name of Jesus. Any individual planted in my life by the enemy to give the devil an advantage, let them be cut off. Let them be cut off. In the name of Yahshua. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, any Jezebel in my life, any Delilah in my life, any individual in my life that has been assigned to my life to incite evil, to provoke evil, so that the enemy can have an opening in my life to give the devil an advantage, let them be cut off. I thank you that the yoke between me and them, the yoke between me and them, the yoke between me and them is being broken now. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. That yoke that came through relationship. That yoke that came through friendship. That yoke that came through covenant. In the name of Jesus, I loose myself from every demonic connection. I loose myself from every demonic friendship, every demonic relationship, every demonic covenant. In the name of Jesus. Anyone assigned to my life to create distraction against my assignment, let that yoke break. Any man, any woman, any individual who is planted in KCC as a yoke of distraction, any minister who is a yoke of distraction, who is a yoker that is not supposed to be there, in delay, ulaba, lifalo, lusakine, may the yoke be broken. May the yoke be broken. Any friend connected to my niece, connected to my nephew, connected to my son, connected to my daughter, connected to my husband, connected to my wife. I loose them from every yoke. I loose them from every demonic friendship. I loose them from every demonic covenant. I loose them from every yoke. May the yoke break. May the yoke break. May the yoke break. May every evil planting, every individual who has been planted by the enemy to give the enemy an advantage, to give the enemy, hey, 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 Shanta, hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 Hokabosha, every woman in my life, every man in my life, every individual in my life who has been planted by the enemy, may that be loose. May I be loose from every yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I command them to be cut off. 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 Cut off. Cut off. As I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that every demonic yoke is being cut off. Every demonic yoke, every individual who is connected to Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, KCC with an agenda, every demonic yoke, every demonic friendship, Father, individuals who are connected to the wrong people, may those yokes be destroyed. May those yokes be destroyed by the anointing. Your word declares, according to the word, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, on the account of the word, on the account of your word, and on the account of your covenant. I command every yoke be destroyed. Every yoke be destroyed. Every yoke be destroyed. Every yoke that is connecting me to dysfunction, every yoke that is connecting me to a curse, every yoke that is connecting me to pride, every yoke that is connecting me to stubbornness, every yoke that is connecting me to lust, to perversion, to jealousy, to sedition, to strife, to arrogance, every yoke that is in my bloodline, every yoke from my father's house, every yoke from my mother's house, may the yoke be broken. 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 And any individual be cut off. Be cut off. Be cut off. Hey, Manabasha. Hey, Yeteni Basa. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Orobo Shande. Ela Mandala Basikele Bandala Haya. Oh, I'm telling you, you get ready for some relationships to be exposed. Get ready for some friendships to be cut off. Don't pray it if you don't expect it. Stand on it. Pray it. Decree it. Declare it. You shall have what you say. You commanded increase. Keep on commanding it. It's only 6:30. It ain't too late. Glory to God. Keep on praying it. Keep on declaring it. Keep on decreeing it. Hey! Alabasha. Hey! Yambi bibi bi alabanda la kosa. Keep on praying. Keep on decreeing. I know that it shall be. I'll see you on January the 1st with your seed of $500. I want cash. I want you to bring $500 cash. I want you to bring it in faith. I'm telling you, the Lord just got me. Keep on telling you because I don't want you to miss this. I want us to pray for 30 minutes today at Bible study. I want us to pray from 7 to 7:30. We'll start testimony service at 7:30. But I want us in prayer. I want us praying. When you walk in the sanctuary, don't be talking. Pray. When you walk in the sanctuary, intercede. Hit your face. Walk around. Let the sound of Zion be in that place. The sound of intercession. The sound of prayer. The sound. Hey! Balabashaka. Let that sound rest in that room. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. Yokes are being destroyed. You know why? Because of the anointing. That's what the anointing does. It destroys yokes and it removes burdens. Hey, halabashata. My God, I'm headed. I'm here in Charlotte, headed to Bible study. Tomorrow I'm in Houston. Thursday I'm in Jacksonville. But I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Don't see you in Bible study tonight. I expect to see you in the morning for prayer, 6 o'clock. Be there or be square. God's getting ready to do some powerful things. Praise them for the reactions. That means something good is about to happen. You are blessed. More grace.